Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I have to apologize because I had a problem today with my printer, so my homily is in the phone. Which reminds me to remind you of our parish app. We've had so far roughly 1,000 downloads, but right before today's High Mass, I was talking to one of our ushers, and I asked him, "Do you have our app?" And he hadn't. So we took advantage of those couple of minutes to download the app in the sacristy. Happy Mother's Day, also, at the beginning of this homily. It's funny, today I've also received many Happy Mother's Day messages in my phone, which is weird, right? Happy Mother's Day, Father. The other day I read that on a Mother's Day, a six-year-old girl wrote like a message for her mother on a mother's card, and she wrote something along these lines: "Mom, on Mother's Day, I'm going to make lunch for you. It's going to be a surprise." And then she wrote, "P.S. Postscript. I hope you like pizza." And I was thinking about that story, and I remember when I was maybe 15, I also wanted to write something for my mother, and a friend of mine told me, "Why don't you write this phrase? A mother is such a beautiful gift, such a beautiful thing that even God wanted to have one." That's amazing. God had everything, but he didn't have a mother. And he made his own mother. And what a beautiful mother he prepared, both for him and for ourselves. So today, I want to say thanks to all the mothers we have here and to my mother, wherever she is now, for your unselfish dedication to all of us. I don't know where I would be without my mother. And now let's go back to today's readings. Have you ever asked yourself why God wants us to live forever? Why doesn't God just forget us? Why should God go to all the trouble he did to bring us eternal life? Maybe we've never asked ourselves these questions. Maybe we think we are such charming, wonderful creatures that God can help loving us. Sometimes I look around and I also look into my own heart and I think to myself, why are we loved so much by God? How can God be so loving in the face of so much evil? The answer to all these questions can be found in today's second reading. The answer to all these questions is that God is love. Just like the sun has to shine because that's what the sun does, God loves us because that's what God does. Yet in spite of our many imperfections, God's love reaches out to all people. This was the big revelation we heard about in today's first reading. The Jews presumed they had like the monopoly on God's love. Jesus revealed that God is calling all people to know His saving power, as we prayed in today's psalm. We need to know that even though God can help loving us because God is love, we will never know the joy He wants to share with us unless we follow the path He has marked out for us. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete." Just like the clouds can block the light of the sun, our sins, our imperfections, our neglect can get in the way of God's love that is always there for us. There is no joy without true love, and there is no love without God. So every time we take God out of the equation, we distance ourselves from the source of true joy. This is something I think we have all experienced in our own lives. We must admit it. Our lives are much more beautiful. They are much more full of hope and peace and light when they are Christ-centered rather than self-centered. Many young people go away from the church because to them God seems to be an enemy, an obstacle, someone who commands us to do what we don't really want to do. Deep down, we think that God, faith, religion, church, and all this stuff is like a bunch of precepts, regulations, commandments, rules that hinder us from being happy. Sometimes we have this uncomfortable feeling. The closer we get to God, the less free we are. What a different God we come across in the Bible. Let me read it, say it again. "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete." God is not an enemy. God has described Himself as a friend. And what a friend. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Jesus is our friend because He emptied Himself for us on the cross, which is something no one else has done. So Jesus is teaching us the essence of love today. Love is not a warm, fuzzy feeling which comes and goes. True love is commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. And in light of today's gospel, allow me to make a side remark. We all need to have good friends. Good friends are of the utmost importance in our spiritual life. If I have to name one of the reasons why young people go away from the church, I would say that at some point of their lives, they met a bad friend. Someone who didn't help them get closer to God. When I was in Rome, one of my professors told me that in his opinion, the first and maybe one of the most important decisions we have to make is the choice of our friends. Friendships shape us. Friendships mold us. If you want to lead a holy life, you'd better have a holy friend. So on the one hand, we need to be always on guard. Bad friends are everywhere. On the other hand, let's keep the good friendships, the beautiful friendships we have in our lives. In my opinion, it is sad, it is disappointing the way we've watered down this beautiful word, friend. Many of you have Facebook accounts, I guess. And many people have hundreds of friends on Facebook. And I ask myself, is it possible to have hundreds of friends? Lucky you if you have one good friend in your life. Someone like Jesus. Someone willing to give his life or her life for you. So if you want to call Jesus your friend, and Jesus is inviting you to be his friend today, you have to trust in him. And you have to trust in him to the point of surrendering utterly to him. That's what Jesus wants us to do today. Love is the key to everything. It explains why God created us. It explains why Jesus came to earth. It explains why God wants you to share in his divine life. It explains the Mass we celebrate every Sunday, where we are invited to be fed by Jesus and with Jesus. And it also explains how we are to act towards God and our neighbor. So, my brothers and sisters, today let's ask Jesus to help us increase that love. Let's ask Jesus to help us have good people, good friends in our lives. And let's learn from Jesus to love one another as he loved us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.